If you like telling stories, then you need to get involved with this 8-word story campaign. So the Queensland Writers Centre are behind it. We're teaming up with them as well here at ABC Radio Brisbane. And what's involved is you have to put together an 8-word story. 8 words. That's all you get. And you add it on social media, or you go to 8wordstory.com, submit it there, and your story, your tale, could end up on an electronic billboard somewhere around southeast Queensland, throughout the suburbs. It is a fantastic idea to get you writing and thinking about words, and Brisbane author Nick Earls is helping to judge the very best entries that make it onto those billboards. Good morning, Nick.
Morning, Craig. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Very well. Look, what have been the ones that have really taken your eye over the past week?
Well, I'm sent 60 and then I have to whittle it down to 20. And if I could pick, say, 5 of them,
yeah.
I've got one from Chloe Cooper that goes, 10 passengers, 9 life jackets, you a strong swimmer.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, see, there's a bit going on there, isn't there? Then this one, which amused me, from Zana Freylon, Crime Wave Compels 3 Bears to Install CCTV. That's pretty
brilliant.
Good, isn't it? Yeah,
so
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it's good. And from Laura Rittenhouse, he asked for directions, I took him home.
Oh, well, that's a Saturday night out in Brisbane.
Yeah, well, not for me anymore, but yeah, maybe.
Me
maybe
neither.
For some. Yeah.
The Saturday night I always dreamt I'd have, yes.
And yeah, me too, for years. Didn't happen. But, you know, I got to write books about people for whom it didn't happen either, and it turned out other people related. We're okay, Craig. There are people like us out there.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Yeah. And then a couple more. One from someone who goes by @PonderingPippi on Twitter. His was read a yoga book without bending the spine, which I thought was nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see what's going on there?
Very nicely done. Very nicely.
And then from Victoria Nugent, wanted groom, must be handsome, sober, free tomorrow.
These are great. And doesn't it just prove that you can say so much with so little?
It does. It's quite surprising what you can actually put in there and the twists and turns it can take in the 8 words. And a nice feel from those 5 that some of them are really very funny, and some of them have a little kind of sting in the tail. Some of them surprise you with the story they're telling. So the best of these are just great. And it's really good to see people responding to it as well. And it was very nice when we announced this week's 60 finalists and 20 peak hour ones last night, and people were getting really excited and looking forward to seeing theirs on billboard.
Oh, there's nothing better than that. And I've spotted mine on a billboard as well, another corn chip packet sat empty, intervention needed. But it just shows, so a little bit of punctuation helps. What other tip would you give us to walk away with for our 8-word story that we construct today, Nick Earls?
I think your punctuation one is a very good one. Punctuation helps, and also punctuation is free. It's not a word. So there's that. And often, if you can divide it into 2 bits and have 1 bit that sets something up and a second bit that takes it somewhere we're not quite expecting, like he asked for directions, I took him home, that's kind of nice too.
I love it. Okay, some more tips for you for your 8-word stories. Enter now. It's really easy to do so. You can do it on social media with the hashtag 8wordstory, or go to 8wordstory.com, and your yarn, your tale in 8 words, could end up on billboards around Brisbane and southeast Queensland. Nick, we'll chat again next week for your favourites over the next 7 days.
Great. Thanks a lot, Craig. Talk to you then.
Thanks so much, Nick Earls.